This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wet Nose Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. Let's jump right into what you may have missed this morning.
All right.
We found that listening to music at work can actually help you be more productive.
Yeah, we just flogged this thing because that's all about us. That means you're listening to us at work, and it was a beautiful thing. Really was.
So take that, Phyllis. I want the radio on.
Yeah, Karen.
Sonos, which makes a whole bunch of speakers, they actually did a survey of 12,000 listeners in 12 countries. This is worldwide, mind you. They found that 76% of them said listening to music helps them produce their best at work.
And that's how I listen on Sonos at home. That's how I listen to KTK at home.
Additionally, 58% said music boosts their mood at work. Right. 73% say listening to music helps them get their job done and better than drinking coffee. 74% say listening to music helps reduce stress. And 52% said that they're happier when they're listening to their favorite song. See?
And I've told people that we've added a special frequency to our broadcast that will kill mosquitoes.
Now, that's great.
That's not true, but I tell people that.
You got to be in politics, Storm.
100% of the people have heard me say that.
I guarantee you 60 minutes. I give you 60 minutes every hour. I promise that to you, as your elected official.
I put 60 minutes into each and every hour. I can maintain normal body temperature and convert oxygen into carbon dioxide.
Thank you. Thank you. We learned today what's called trickle ghosting. Now, if you're not, I'm sure you are familiar with what ghosting
is. I thought it was an incontinent spirit, but I was wrong.
No, Janie, you can actually explain it a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I could give you a personal encounter. Well, ghosting in general is just like, for example, I just had a date scheduled with a guy and I told him to pick the place. So we had talked about it. We talked about a time. And
so you're
then
all set, ready to go for the date.
I came home from work early, got ready, showered. I haven't been on a date in like a year, so I was nervous.
Wow,
and
right?
Then nada, zip, nothing. Like, he completely disappeared.
Wow.
Like a ghost.
Are you kidding me? I mean, did you go to the restaurant or you were trying to?
No, because I purposely, he was supposed to. I told him what I like to drink and I picked the time. And then I wanted to make sure because I didn't know him very well. And a lot of guys don't only like wine. So I said, I tell you what, why don't you pick the place? He asked me, what kind of drink do you like? I said, I prefer wine. But I tell you what, you pick the place because I want you to have something you'll enjoy too. And he's
nothing.
Like, okay, I'll text you on Monday. We'll set it up. And nothing.
Now that's regular ghosting. That's just like...
Right. We were doing good. We were going strong. There was no hint of like things falling off. Like, we had been talking for 2 or 3 weeks and we were going to meet in person. And we were even talking on Friday night. He texted me and said, I'm really looking forward to Monday.
Wow.
And I'm going to leave you alone on the weekend because I really just want to... And that's what he said to me. And then Monday... I mean, there's no reason for me to think it's not going to work. And then I didn't hear from him.
I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not going to text him at that point because I said, okay, I'll wait to hear from
you. Of course, it makes sense. Well, this actually started a kind of a trend on Reddit. It went viral. But there was a woman there. She was talking about how she was texting back and forth with her boyfriend. And then the text got slowly less and less and less. So instead of it just being ghosting where it was an immediate cutoff, it actually coined a new phrase called trickle ghosting where it kind of trickles off. It tapers off a little bit.
The flow cut down to a trickle, and then there is none.
Yeah.
I just like the word trickle anyway.
Yeah. Well, and it was kind of sad here because on this particular one, she was talking about why she came up with trickle ghosting is that she thought she was still in a relationship. She had friends texting her saying, I'm sorry you broke up. She's like,
she didn't even
know. Broke up. She had no idea that they had broken up. So it's kind of one of those weird things. But anyways, there's something you can stick in your head, I'm sure.
Trickle ghosting.
It shouldn't be left up to the person to decipher, though. Like, have the balls to say something, you know? I mean, if you have been talking and things have been going well, even if you're not hearing from them as much, I mean, things go on in people's lives. It's natural to think, well, maybe they're just busy. Maybe they've had a family emergency and they're not talking to me. Like, I shouldn't have to decipher that you've broken up with me.
A lot of people don't like confrontation, and that's what it is.
You're confronting. Cowardice.
I'm going to predict that trickle ghosting will be a Kentucky Derby horse name.
Really?
that someday. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're going to be on Jeopardy and you're, you know, up to winning a, you know, $1 million, that might be the winner there for you. This was a good little bit of information. Storm actually started this too, because and this only works for iPhones, but yeah, they're projecting these robocalls and spam calls to keep, you know, growing and growing and growing.
It's getting ridiculous already, Chris.
And they're getting really kind of sophisticated with the numbers. Look like they're from our area.
Yeah, yeah, just like my same prefix right here.
And they're even leaving messages talking about non-existent student loans and mortgages that I have. And this is kind of a cool trick that you can use if you're, you know, because it annoys me when I'm about to fall asleep. Even when my phone's on silent, I hear that bump.
Yeah, right.
And it just wakes me up.
Some text message comes through or something.
Right, something like this. So, and I actually employ this on my phone right now, but if you have an iPhone, there's a feature on it called Do Not Disturb, and it's a great feature. You can actually tell your phone that I don't want to be bothered unless it's somebody I know between this hour and that hour, so that, you know, I go to bed very early, so especially my family on the West Coast, you know, by 4 o'clock their time, I'm already in bed.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll call forgetting that I'm sleeping, and so I kind of put that on Do Not Disturb. But anyways, that's how you can do it. You can put your phone on permanent Do Not Disturb. The complete instructions are up on our website, but here's how it kind of works. You put on your Do Not Disturb. You clear off any times that you have on there. And then what you do, there's also a setting there that will allow you to have kind of an override to say, all right, I want all my do not call me unless you are on my contact list or
a friend.
You're a portion of my contact list as a favorite.
I went with just contact list, therefore, because that's my drill. If my phone rings and there's a name that I recognize, I'll answer it. Right. If it's just the number, go to voicemail.
Right.
I don't know who you are.
Now, this will be a problem, though, if you are expecting like a call from a business or something.
Because your doctor to call back or something.
Yeah, you're
like
not even going to get a vibration. It's just going to go straight to voicemail.
Right.
So so that's kind of a cool trick that you can have.
But also, they should be able to leave a message.
Yes, they'll leave a message.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you'll know that they'll call. But there is a caveat to putting your phone permanently on Do Not Disturb. That means even your texts are not going to come through.
Right.
You're not going to get a buzz. You're not going to see a banner.
Anything.
Yeah. Nothing. The only when you open up the SMS file is when you'll see that your text. So there's a workaround for that one as well. It's a little complicated. I'll briefly go over it real quick, but it has to do with your contacts app that's on the front of your phone. Open that up. Go to the individual contact you wish to receive the text from. Then tap edit, which is in the upper right side of the screen.
Yeah.
Text down past the phone numbers and everything.
Right.
You're going to see the ringtone, and then you're going to see the text tone.
Uh-huh.
Click on the text tone, and at the top of that,
you can silence that.
It says for emergency operation.
Okay.
So if you slide that on, that means even if the phone is in Do Not Disturb,
you go to emergency bypass.
It's emergency bypass that so that the text will come across.
Okay.
The only caveat of that is that if your friend texts you, drunk texts you at 2 o'clock in the morning, even if it's on Do Not Disturb,
it'll come on,
it's going to come across.
See, that's kind of like my Do Not Disturb. When I do take a nap, I won't be awakened by the zap,
right,
the little buzzing.
So, you know, a couple of things you'll have to do, either just flat out turn off the phone or, you know, you'll have to tell people not to text you at certain or call you at certain times. But this is kind of the nuclear option if you're just tired. And this may be something for maybe an older mom or dad that may not be too familiar with the phone and they're annoyed by it. And maybe they're they talk to scam artists.
Yeah.
This might be something you might want to put on
not
the phone.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
I love the idea.
Yeah. I think it's great. What, Jamie, are you in your pecking order? You are the youngest, correct?
I'm the oldest.
You're the eldest.
It's me and my younger brother.
All right. So you and
Chris,
I are in the same.
You're also the oldest. I'm the baby.
All right. So Storm's vice versa. You're the baby.
I'm the
baby. Your brother, you have a brother. So this was kind of based on your birth order having to have a bearing in where you live. This is from a book from Dr. Kevin LeMann, who actually kind of looked at sibling groups.
It's called the Birth Order Book.
Mm-hmm.
He says, depending on when you were born, when the order, it affects a lot of your life.
So they say for the firstborns that they're more likely to look for neatness and orderliness wherever they live. They tend to be the flaw pickers, which is absolutely true. How about for you, Janie?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I tend to notice I'm type B, so I'm a little more laid back, but at the same time, I notice everything because my mother was like that. I'm just like my mother, and I recognize it more and more.
Yes.
My brother thought he was the boss of me.
Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, generally the eldest has a little bit more responsibility, anxiety, because they were the first one to go through the parents and, you know, anxious first-time parents. So that is kind of give you a little bit of a God complex. They also found that the older sibling tend to consider themselves responsible for taking the initiative of taking care of others, including family members. So you might find them living closer to where mom and dad lived or where your family is, which isn't completely always necessarily true, but that's what they found in general. They found that the middle child, if you have a middle child, that they're more likely to be practical in deciding where they live, but they want to be able to live just about anywhere. They kind of mimic the younger one as well, where they might feel the need to differentiate themselves because, you know, they're always living in the shadow of Big Brother or Big Sister. So they're most likely to find them living in a communal living building somewhere a little out of the way to feed the need to be social and outgoing. They also found that only child tend to have the same characteristics as the eldest sibling. They found that identical twins do live in the same city for
That's
the most
amazing.
Part.
Yeah, I think they should, too, because you get two wardrobes that way.
And the fraternal twins generally don't. It really comes down to whoever came out a few minutes earlier.
Unless you're a cross-dresser.
True. We found a pretty cool thing jumping back to 1992, which was seems like yesterday, but
yes.
really was a long, long time ago.
Parachute pants and coal hand loafers, is that 92?
I had the Bugle Boy pants, absolutely.
Okay, good, all right.
Yeah, that's cool, man. What we found is that Igloo, they make coolers.
Yeah.
And back in the early 90s, you would. I'm going to describe it, but until you see the picture, you're probably not going to remember them at all. But they were the teal, pink, and yellow colored coolers. They were everywhere. They were the total.
I remember these.
Yeah.
I love these. And the colors are so fun. It's so throwback.
It was so 90s. That was the colors of the 90s. And so Igloo has now launched their throwback collection. They're actually making those coolers in those particular colors for a limited amount of time. The collection includes a half-gallon water jug, remember, with a free-pouring flip-top spout.
I think I still have one of those.
That you had to lock, otherwise the water would spew everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Go everywhere. Yeah.
The four-quart Playmate mini cooler in those cool colors for your sandwich and chips or your beer.
A couple of brewskis.
And then the classic 25-quart pink cooler as well. They go anywhere from 18 to 40 to 68 bucks. You can buy them online.
See, that remember Igloo. That's before coolers cost $400.
Yeah, those you mentioned that on the air, but those are the Yetis. And I don't have the cooler, but I have a Yeti cup.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, had a couple. I have the big one where it holds two beers.
But those are like 60, 70 bucks, right?
No, I got the art knockoff from the Christmas party. It's called the Orca.
Okay.
It's the same.
I was just amazed.
Something from the office.
Yeah, it was a Christmas gift from the office. But it works in the similar principle of having two lines of aluminum. But it is true. You can leave it in the sun all day, and that beer will be ice cold as you pour it in.
What do they use to insulate these things? What kind of sorcery is this?
It's just air, from what I imagine.
Just air?
I believe so.
Wow.
But anyways, that's why they cost $400, because they, you know, without you having to spend all the money on ice and everything, it's kind of one of those nice coolers. And those are the ones that are stolen at the campsite, so I don't know if I really want to buy them.
You betcha.
And then finally, we learned that you texting at a store are making you poor and fat.
Yeah, your phone's making you fat.
And the grocery stores really, really want this to happen. Come to find out, using your phone while shopping for groceries is kind of a costly gamble. They found that distracted by voice calls, selecting music on your phone, or even texting while shopping, significantly more allowed you to buy and pick up more unplanned items than people who did not use their device when shopping.
Isn't that amazing? You're just distracted, so you just grab the dirty part of your brain says, yeah, we want those Skittles.
Well, that's it. I mean, because you don't want to be in people's way. You don't want to be that annoying person that's just sitting there on their phone. So, like, I tend to kind of find a corner or something so that people can still get by me if I want to reply to somebody really quick. And then when I look up, though, there's like double stuffed Oreos or squirt cheese or like all this junk food on the end cap, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, I can tell
you, it's been a while since I've had that.
You are an exception to the rule, because there's been many a juicy conversation I hear three aisles down from someone talking on their phone that I really would like to know the end of it.
Yeah, I was telling people too that this Sunday morning, as Mother's Day, you're going to see guys who never go to grocery stores in the grocery store talking to their wives on the phone trying to pick up exactly what they need.
Right. So, and what they found out about this is that if you're using your phone like for the calculator, or if you have a grocery list, that doesn't make you buy impromptu purchases. But if you are kind of distracted, they do say, though, you probably would be buying more decadent, excessive, or impractical items that cost you money, things that you really, really don't need. And stores
know this. Yeah.
That's why they want you to, we have free Wi-Fi. Jump on here. Now, they can't do this now, but the thought process about this, according to this article, is that the school stores will capitalize on you being distracted, because they'll be able to sell marketers unrelated messages into your mobile shopping apps to intentionally distract you.
Yeah, well, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Look, there's a fluffy dog with a fluffy tail.
Yeah, I've said that before. The next time you go into the grocery store on like a Saturday or Sunday morning, listen to the music that's playing. It's slow, melodic.
Sure.
You want to linger and just enjoy the music. And then go in like at 5 o'clock on a Friday. The music is like club music. It's techno-y, fast. They want you in and out. There's actually research that shows you.
The chase music from a Bandit movie.
Right.
Yeah.
The faster the music is, the faster you'll go through the store. And they want you in and out quickly.
So. We're just rats in a maze, aren't we?
Pretty
much. We really are.
Except my piece of cheese keeps getting smaller and smaller for some reason. Although I love my job. Of course, that's our show for today, Wednesday, May 8th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABCU.
Bye. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.